Today's postcard is from Angie Hart, a message to Fitzroy, past and present.
Dear Fitzroy, I hope this finds you well. It's been a while, I know. I've driven through a few times, but I didn't stop to say hello. The first time I was on my way somewhere else. The second, I was headed straight to you, just like in the Nick Cave song, to be captured once again, as he would say. Well, to buy an ice cream with my daughter at the freezing cold end of autumn, to be less, or perhaps more, poetic. But the ice cream shop had closed, for good. There was sad brown paper on the large street view windows. I've spent many a time sitting in a window on your main drag, wincing as I sipped on an espresso, stronger than all of Italy itself, poured into a thimble, watching every form of life pass by, chasing the tail feather of Bohemia. When I see another window, eyes closed to rest after a long struggle with a very expensive lease, I remember you as you were. I attended high school on your side street, just across from Triple R Radio. I bought deli sandwiches filled with equal parts cheese, meat and butter from the place with a sliding door that became a shoe shop. I did work experience at the Panel Beaters near the Royal Derby that shut down many years ago and has been all things, currently a thrift store. My very first job, doing reception at the surgery on Gertrude Street, now a ghost in a boutique. I drank lime milkshakes and ate mixed lollies at the Black Cat that is now the Black Cat. Funny, I can't bring myself to go there all the same. Fitzroy, it wouldn't be rude to say at this point in time, because I think the Black Cat is out of the bag, you've changed. While we're on the truth serum, I'll let you in on another that is probably also pretty obvious. So have I. You would not catch me on the fry and egg hot streets behind the Fitzroy Baths standing on a towel because I thought I could walk there barefoot. Or see me pinballing home at 3 a.m. from tree to tree on the Alexandra Parade because Uber had not been invented. The worst is, I can't drink full-strength coffee anymore. My nerves just can't take it. One thing that is the same is that I'm back on the dole for the first time since I lost my day job at the gift store across from the Punters Club. Back then, it was because I was touring so much with my band that I was never there. Now it is sadly the opposite. There are no tours, and when I'm not homeschooling, I'm stealing precious moments in the shed. Trying to write a song when you're a mum in ISO is like trying to do anything when you're a mum in ISO. Dear long gone Fitzroy, I might be crocheting granny squares while you stare with vacant shopfront eyes, me disenfranchised, you. Franchises are your thing now, but we will always have the way we were, and it was sweet. And the candle is held in my heart for that you. Stay golden. Don't go never mind. You do you. Sincerely, Angie.